Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills were able to overcome a two-touchdown deficit in the fourth quarter, scoring 14 unanswered points in the final frame of regulation. But field position favored the Bengals in overtime, and in the end, Cincinnati puts a 43-yard field goal through the uprights to lift them to a 27-24 overtime victory over Buffalo.
A lot of things were going, you know, in a tough direction, but, you know, the players came back, they stood in and they fought, we got it back, you know, had an opportunity to win the game, you know, we weren't able to do that, and really all three phases, you know, can contribute as well as the coaches, and, you know, we're going to go in there and we're just going to keep working and just keep fighting. I mean, you know, it's going to turn, and that's all we can keep doing.
It's never good when you don't come out with a W. You know, that's the whole reason we play this game, to win. But we did okay. We seen some things that we can do better as a team. And, you know, we'll watch the film and correct the mistakes. But we right there.
We went out there, you know, it started out kind of slow. I can say, you know, even though we scored out there on first drive, things like that, but I think we kind of, like, started out kind of slow, not how we really wanted to. You know, we picked it up as the game went along. You know, we fought very hard. And then come back into the game, you know, we just got to grab these wins, these close wins that we haven't. We got to be able to pull these ones out.
Thad Lewis, in his first start for Buffalo, was sacked five times, but engineered those two fourth-quarter touchdown drives with scoring passes to Scott Chandler and Marquise Goodwin for 22 and 40 yards. Buffalo's defense stiffened in the fourth quarter as well, forcing four punts on four possessions and a fifth in overtime. But in the end, it wasn't enough.
We come back and we have four verts again. And, you know, I see Newman peeking in the backfield, and he peeked for a second. You know, and Keith went released inside and stacked him back up and got whipped. So, you know, you want to get the ball to one of the fastest guys in the field. So, I threw the ball and he made a great catch.
It's just a go, man, go. All go. And it's cover one. You know they're going to be manned up, especially outside, so you got to win the man-on-man matchups. That's what Coach preaches to us all the time. And, you know, had an opportunity and just slipped inside of them instead of going out like I had been doing all game. And, you know, they had threw a wonderful ball.
As far as us going out, starting the way we did, I mean, like I said, we came back with it. A loss is something that, you know, we definitely have to look at each other and, like I said, make more plays. You know, don't sit here and get frustrated after this game. I mean, we lost, and it definitely hurts, but we got a lot of football left.
The Bills did not escape this game without injury. They lost Manny Lawson to a hamstring injury. He did not return to the game. Quarterback Thad Lewis left the stadium with his foot in a walking boot, but he said x-rays were negative on his sprained foot. He'll be reevaluated on Monday. The Bills, with the loss, fall to 2-4 on the season. They hit the road next week to face the Dolphins in Miami. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.